these dogs. They become part of the family. I know some people even give their dogs their last name because that's how much they love their dogs. So Elijah sent a message that made me laugh. Says, good morning. Rules and laws should be followed. Ise antu amatigwira for shishita. Now, what more the dog?
Yeah, and also maybe the other argument that came through is that we talk the snake issue.
Mm-hmm.
If people are told, when you see a snake, call a snake handler. What about the dogs?
But you know,
for the snakes, are they straight? All the, because the snakes don't have like owners, right?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. I know.
Do you know any
people that own snakes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So if your snake decides to sneak out and guys, no.
Okay.
You need to make sure that you know if it's got a, what do they call those things, a cage or whatever, a container where it stays. Ensure that it's there all the time.
Well, that's it for our conversation here. But let's keep it going also on our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia, where we are streaming live right now. We have the main news at 8 coming up next. But that's it for Breakfast with Stanbic for this morning.
Thank you. Remember, Stanbic Bank has been committed to Zambia for over 60 years, driving our nation's growth. Stay tuned to Phoenix FM and have a fantastic day ahead. Breakfast with Stanbic, your perfect start to a great day.
Welcome.
You're at the till. Groceries packed, then boom. No wallet, no card. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konsekwense pay points. Is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
La Zambia, you did it! The Absa Marathon is officially sold out. 7,000 elite and social runners from Zambia and beyond are ready to tell their story on the 6th of September. But this race is bigger than just running. Together with World Vision, we're fighting menstrual poverty to keep thousands of girls in school. Visit absamarathonzambia.co.zf and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Government considers new law to punish male child offenders, child defilers with chemical castration, and harsh penalties for women. Emerald sector calls for increased allocation in 2026 national budget. And in global news, 2 children dead and 17 others injured in Minneapolis school shooting. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Mwamba has disclosed plans to implement a law providing for chemical castration for men and punitive measures for women involved in child defilement and incest. Ms. Mwamba says the law, which aims to curb rising cases of these vices, is expected to come into effect before the end of the year. She has told Phoenix News that this is part of a broader push to protect children and strengthen penalties for sexual offences, stressing that community reporting and victim support will be central to the ministry's approach. The minister has pointed to recent reforms, including the Children's Code Act and the establishment of child-friendly courtrooms, as foundations for tougher enforcement and faster prosecution. Ms. Mwamba has emphasized that plans to pursue legislative amendments to criminal law to make certain defilement offenses non-bailable and introduce harsher sanctions for perpetrators, such as stripping the private parts for female perpetrators, are meant to strike a balance in resolving such vices. She has assured that at the end of her tenure as Community Development Minister, Zambia will be sanitized through inculcation of morals that reflect Zambia's Christian nation status.
These acts
evil and they're unchristian. So now where we are, we need to cleanse this society. It is beginning to be a sick society where it is very difficult to trust either older men with young girls or older women with young boys. And when I talked about castrating men, even women will do something to them, will scrape all those tomato flowers. And I can assure you, Nikat, as long as I am minister in that ministry, before the end of this year, we'll sanitize
Zambia. Emerald Watch, I beg your pardon, Emerald Production Watch of Zambia President Musa Kafimbwa has demanded wider budget support to the sector and has challenged government to ensure the 2026 national budget reflects support for artisanal and small-scale mining despite tight fiscal constraints. This comes as the Ministry of Finance and National Planning holds hearings for the 2026 budget and the 2026 to 2028 medium-term expenditure plan, with Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa warning that rising debt repayments and constitutional spending for next year's general election will limit fiscal space. However, Mr. Kafimbwa says the recent directive for the Ministry of Mines to interrogate challenges and pitfalls in the artisanal and small-scale mining sector must translate into tangible budgetary support starting in 2026. He has warned that without action, such as budget support to facilitate capital, capacity and equipment, Zambia risks losing control of its mineral wealth to foreign interests at the expense of citizens. Mr. Kafimbwa further notes that while mining cooperatives were introduced after independence, the roots of unregulated or illegal mining trace back to colonial times when exploration was largely unrestricted, a vice that has returned through foreign investors who are permitted to exploit mineral resources while locals are designated as illegal miners.
For Zambia, into our next budget, the consideration could be that how do small-scale license holders and artisanals survive? A moment they survive, multiple lives are surviving. Government will survive too. No foreigner whatsoever will make our coffers fat. They have come here to plunder. So I'm proud that the government of His Excellency Kainde Hichilema, who is Insolwezi, the president, on the expansion of the FQM, he mentioned and gave an instruction to the Minister of Mines that can you please sit now and understand the failures from the small-scale license orders and let them survive from the budget.
The European Union, EU, has allocated about 5 million euros to support civil society organizations and organizations dealing with elections in Zambia ahead of the 2026 general elections. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, EU team leader, social sectors and governance, Bogdan Stefanescu, says that the funding is intended to aid CSOs in their efforts to observe and monitor the electoral process, ensuring credible, free and fair elections. Mr. Stefanescu says the funding underscores the EU's commitment to democratic governance and the rule of law in Zambia. He states that by supporting CSOs, the EU aims to strengthen citizen participation and enhance transparency and accountability of the electoral process. Mr. Stefanescu adds that the initiative is part of a broader, long-standing partnership between the EU and Zambia, which includes support for various sectors such as energy, infrastructure, education, and health.
We are preparing now a program for elections in the sense where we are helping the civil society and the organizations that are dealing with elections to be to observe the elections and to be able to accompany the process. This will be 5 million euros. Yeah.
Former program manager and mechanical engineer from the National Aeronautical and Space Agency, David Green, is urging government through ZESCO to implement an innovative approach that secures household appliances from damage during power outages amidst the ongoing load shedding. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Green says the current load shedding practices are doing more harm than good for consumers and risk undermining confidence in the national power utility, citing frequent appliance failures and heavy restart surges when supply is restored. He has revealed that a recent survey found that about 30% of households, translating to about 300,000 homes, have experienced appliance damage linked to power interruptions this year alone. Mr. Green also points to systemic problems within the sector, saying bureaucratic delays, underinvestment, and weak accountability have hindered infrastructure.